This is Science in the News in VOA Special English. I'm Sarah Long.
And I'm Bob Doty. On our program this week, we tell about recent discoveries made by archaeologists working in Egypt. The discoveries are said to provide important clues about people who lived thousands of years ago.
Archaeologists in Egypt uncovered the remains of 20 ancient people late last year. Some of the dead were family members who had been buried together. The archaeologists say the 20 people lived thousands of years ago during what is called the Greco-Roman period. That is when Greece and later Rome ruled ancient Egypt. The human remains have lasted so long because they were specially treated before burial. Experts covered them with a substance called embalming resin. The treated remains are called mummies.
The area where the 20 mummies were found is called the Valley of the Golden Mummies. Untold numbers of human remains are buried in the valley. Its discoverers believe the area holds some of the most important archaeological finds since King Tutankhamun. Last month, research scientists used a device called a CT scanner to examine the body of King Tut. The researchers want to learn what killed this young ruler of ancient Egypt. Scientists are using technology in the Valley of the Golden Mummies and other areas. They use radar to find burial areas and X-ray equipment to study bones. Experts also are performing experiments on the mummies and the objects found with them.
The Valley of the Golden Mummies is near the Baharia Oasis, about 380 kilometers southwest of Cairo, the Egyptian capital. The remains of Romans have been found in the valley. The Romans lived there between 2000 and 2300 years ago. The oasis provided them with water in the desert. The most famous archaeologist in Egypt believes that Greeks may have developed the burial place at an even earlier time. Zahi Hawass is head of the Egyptian Supreme Council of Antiquities. He directs archaeological projects in places like the famous pyramids at Giza. Mr. Hawass has been directing archaeology in the valley and the nearby town of Bawiti for the past 6 years.
The Valley of the Golden Mummies was discovered accidentally in 1996. For this priceless find, science can thank an animal. One day, a donkey was carrying an Egyptian security guard across the desert. Then, the donkey missed a step. Its foot slid into the top of a burial place, covered with rock and sand. Researchers soon learned that many people are buried at the Baharia Oasis. The valley covers an area of at least 10 square kilometers. At least 10,000 mummies are buried there. Some estimates place that number much higher. Mr. Hawass says it is the largest ancient cemetery ever found.
At first, officials kept secret the finding of the Valley of the Golden Mummies. The Egyptian government wanted to prevent ancient objects from being stolen. 3 years after the discovery, Mr. Hawass led a team that found more than 100 mummies. They were removed from four structures for the dead, or tombs. Mr. Hawass clearly remembers opening the first tomb. Gold shone brightly as the sunlight broke through the darkness of thousands of years. Under the light, he saw the people of Bahariya. They lay in family tombs. Husbands and wives were buried together. Often their children were with them. Their remains were discovered inside painted containers called coffins. Some had golden head coverings. Money, jewelry, and drink containers were buried with them.
On a later dig, Mr. Hawass and his team found more tombs. They also found wooden structures called stela. Some were shaped like a religious center or temple. These stela had pictures of gods like Osiris and Anubis. They ruled the underworld and the dead. Such pictures were often seen in tombs. The archaeologists unearthed three other tombs in 2001. In one place, they saw a uraeus on the golden head cover of a mummy. Mr. Hawass identifies a uraeus as a spitting cobra. He says this creature represents a ruling family. He suggests that this probably shows the dead person's desire to become a ruler after death.
Mr. Hawass led the research team that uncovered the mummies in the Valley of the Golden Mummies last year. The Discovery Channel and Britain's Channel 5 television broadcast programs of the work directly from the valley. Television cameras showed 12 mummies lying together. 1 week earlier, researchers had found the remains in three separate burial areas. Pieces of money were found near the mummies. Experts say ancient Egyptians believed they needed the money to enter the afterworld. The archaeologists also uncovered small wooden statues of the dead. They also found jewelry, containers for cooking, and objects called amulets. Amulets were worn to protect against evil.
Not all the remains in the Valley of the Golden Mummies are under the ground. Many individual bones lie on top of the sand. Margaret Cox is a bone expert. Ms. Cox says some of the bones already have provided interesting information. She talked about one head bone or skull. She said, damage to the nose shows that this person probably suffered from the disease leprosy. Teeth connected to the skull were in bad condition. Other physical evidence shows that the person probably died violently. The Valley of the Golden Mummies has many such secrets about the people who lived in Egypt under Roman rule. Mr. Hawass says the burial area may have been used during the rule of Alexander the Great of Macedonia. That began about 2,500 years ago.
Mr. Hawass and his team also dug in areas close to the valley. In the town of Bawiti, they found a surprise under modern buildings. they found the burial place of a family that governed part of western Egypt in ancient times. The remains were discovered in a container, or sarcophagus, made of limestone. The stone had to be carried to Bahariya from 100 kilometers away. Mr. Hawass said this showed that the family was rich. The sarcophagus holds the remains of Badi Herkib. The researchers say he was the older brother of a governor of Bahariya. The governor served during the period when the 26th family of rulers led ancient Egypt. Artwork is found on both sides of this sarcophagus.
The artwork shows the sign of Ma'at. Mr. Hawa said she was the goddess of justice and truth. Ancient writing also is found on the outer cover of the sarcophagus. Mr. Hawa said the writing means that the dead man had performed spiritual ceremonies. Perhaps he did so at the temple of Bes. Mr. Hawass identifies Bes as the Egyptian god of pleasure and fun. Governing Bahariya seems to have been a family activity. Badi Herkib was the grandson of a former governor named Jedkunsu. Jedkunsu lived more than 2,000 years ago. He served in the administration of Amos II. Amos ruled Egypt in the 26th period of rulers. Jedkunsu's own burial place was found 2 years ago in another area of Bahariya.
Mr. Hawass says the sarcophagus and its writings show the riches of the Bahariya oasis during that period. Many of the people became wealthy in the wine trade. This was especially true because people wanted to take wine with them to the afterlife. The wealth from wine products made the people of Bahariya rich enough to buy gold from mines in Nubia. He compared the valley to the wine-growing area of Napa Valley in the American state of California. Zahi Hawass says he has uncovered 350 mummies during his working life, but he expresses special pleasure in his work in the Valley of the Golden Mummies and Bawiti. He says he has not just learned about the lives of ancient people. Mr. Hawass says he has found the people who lived those lives.
This program was written by Geraldine Watson. Cynthia Kirk was our producer, and our engineer was Dwayne Collins. I'm Bob Doty.
And I'm Sarah Long. Join us again next week for Science in the News program in VOA Special English.